Over the last year, warm water temperatures in the Gulf of Alaska, infamously known as the blob, have dissipated. Warmer water temperatures are thought to have a hand in massive bird die-offs and declines in Pacific cod. And now that the three-year period of summer-like marine conditions is over, scientists and fishery managers are eager to assess the full impact of the blob. KBBI's Aaron Bolton has more.
The blob first showed up back in the winter of 2013-2014, after a high pressure system anchored itself off the west coast. That led to fewer blasts of cold Arctic air from the jet stream that would normally cool off the ocean. And National Weather Service climatologist Rick Toman says that also meant fewer storms in the Gulf of Alaska.
Or actually hardly any storms moving through that part of the Northeast Pacific. So we didn't get that mixing of the ocean layer that occurs when you get strong winds and big waves. That lack of mixing helped the water to wind up warming over a fairly large area.
The blob gathered plenty of headlines during its 3 years in the Gulf. It's thought to be responsible for declining stocks of forage fish that seabirds depend on, leading to massive mer die-offs. It's also known to have increased the prevalence of harmful algal blooms that can lead to paralytic shellfish poisoning. But there's plenty we don't know, and scientists like Chris Holdereed are now trying to put the pieces together. Holdereed works in the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Kitsitsa Bay Laboratory near Homer, but she's also tied into Gulf Watch Alaska, a program that began monitoring marine conditions and marine life in the North Gulf just a couple of years before water temperatures rose.
To understand how these kind of marine changes in marine conditions affect the species, you know, everything from plankton to fish to birds to whales, you really want to see it happen when it's warm, when it's cold, when it's normal. And in a pretty short period of time, we've gotten to see all of that. So that part is luck.
Holdereed says the data collected by Gulf Watch and other scientists will help determine if and how other events, such as sea star wasting disease, are connected to warming waters. And piece by piece, scientists hope to get an idea of what to expect next time a blob-like event occurs. This big-picture approach isn't just of interest to the scientific community. Fishery managers are also changing the way they do things. Steve Barbeau is a research fisheries biologist with NOAA who collects data on Pacific cod, which saw a roughly 70% decline over the past 2 years.
I mean, before this event, I really didn't consider cod dying of starvation being really possible. In management prior to, say, 2010, we really were focused on single species. There are a few guys out there that are looking at the entire ecosystem. But since then, our program has really developed to kind of look at everything that's in the ecosystem to kind of tell us the story of what's going on. And I think that this event has really helped us focus for cod, specifically what those things in the ecosystem we need to keep an eye on.
Barbeau says among those other factors to keep an eye on is competition from other species. While the blob seemed to diminish the food supply for cod, leading to the decline, it may have actually increased the supply for pollock and sablefish.
And pollock happened to be up in the midwater column, and there were particular types of zooplankton that were abundant during that time period, and they seemed to do well. For sablefish, it might have been the same issue. They don't go down to the bottom. They were pelagic at those year classes, so those things may have helped out the sablefish and pollock equally.
Those species' success could make it more difficult for cod and other impacted species to recover. But the big picture answers scientists like Barbeau and Holdereed are hoping for may take longer in some areas than others.
If you were a sockeye salmon in, you know, 2014 and just heading out into the ocean, well, maybe you're just, you know, going to be coming back now. Or if you were a king salmon, right? You were affected by the warmer conditions early on. You were affected out in the ocean. Well, what did that all mean? We're not going to totally understand that until we see what's coming back in and how that changes. So some of these things have longer effects and are lagged. But I think it's exciting that we have all this information to put together and people working on it.
Near normal water temperatures are forecasted to stick around through the summer. And for now, most scientists can agree cooler water temps bode well for the ecosystem. Reporting at Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.